Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the archives, the articles, and also the poll question. We ask a different question every week. I hope you'll check that out and give us your answer. And when you do, you will see how the poll is going so far the next instant that you click your answer. So check that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is our change agent expert, and he's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, which has recently been re-released in a completely reworked form in paperback. Also, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, you and I have been doing a little series on change, and I'd like to continue that if we can. What's our next level of understanding change?
Okay, well, what I really started looking at was the whole notion of a lot of people just keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And they're bright people.
It's only insanity if they expect a different result, though, right?
But there's a lot of us who are insane out there. The clowns are running the circus. I mean, it's just, I think our competing beliefs, there's a couple people, Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy, wrote a book called Immunity to Change. And basically they say, as we as individuals say we want one thing and we do something else. So it's getting the time for right now for people to start thinking about New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And the gym that I go to, I will not go to once January gets here, because the place will be jammed with people.
Oh.
And these are all people who made New Year's resolutions. But by February, the place will be mine again. And that's what happens in organizational change, is we say, yes, okay, this is the year. I'm going to get it together. We're going to do that reorg. We're going to go, whatever it might be. And then something works against it. And what they found and what I'm finding in organizations is there's competing beliefs. There's the one belief that, I got to get healthier. We've got to go into these new markets. And yet there's some other belief that's often hidden that keeps us where we are. So for exercise, I don't want to have to get up at 5:30 every morning. I don't have to change my diet. I mean, all that, that kind of stuff. The same thing happens for us in organizations. And what it takes, if it's kind of chronic, we just do this over and over again, is we really need to be able to peel away the layers to go, that's what's getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. But what if getting in the way is our own is us and our own inability to be disciplined and that sort of thing? What motivates us to change that?
Well, one thing that can help motivate it is when you say, all right, my question for a client would be, so why is it you want to change? And they'll say, well, because we need to expand our customer base. We need to do this. And I go, so how important is that to you? Scale of 1 to 5, how important?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not a 4 or 5, then I'll say, I don't think you got what it takes to do it.
Right.
Unless it's as simple, like, turn the
unless,
switch on.
You're talking about it needs to be almost myocardial infarction kind of pain.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And even then, it's going to be tough if you got one of these competing beliefs. But if you don't have that that level of urgency, then your competing belief, like being able to sleep in mornings, is going to take over.
And back to the business analogy, or back to the business itself, the change, typically, especially when they call in somebody like you, that's going to come from the leader. And I've done this. When I was a consultant, people would call me in, the CEO would call me and tell me that he wanted some change. He wanted me to help him with it. But what I found out very quickly was that, it was mostly he wanted the results. He didn't necessarily want to do the discipline stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, and once you get at that, now you've got an interesting picture. You got the picture of the CEO says, hey, I want A, B, and C. And he's looking at this picture now that you've helped him see that he's really doing X, Y, and Z. And
mm-hmm.
So you say, isn't that interesting? Which one do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, The results you've been getting or the results you want?
Right. And if he says or she says, no, it's really important that we go for this, then we start to look at, why are you hanging on to those things? Like, you need to be in control of every decision.
Right.
Saying you delegate, but you don't delegate.
And
what's
see this,
going on? What do you,
this Rick,
what do you believe
this
on?
Rick. Yeah. Let me give a plug to consultants right here, folks. And I'm not a consultant anymore. Not in that way. Anyway, the thing is, this is how, if you've got pain, if you've got frustration, if you're not where you're not going in the direction or at the pace that you want to go in, or you may be going in the wrong direction at the pace, but you're at the pace you want to go in, but the wrong direction. If you've got that kind of a scenario, you probably can't fix that by yourself. You're probably going to need somebody to not only show you where you messed up, show you what has to be done, but Rick, I think that person also has to be able to say, now look, here's how this is going to hurt, and here's where it's going to hurt, when it's going to hurt, and what you're going to have to push through if you want to make this happen. What do you think, Rick?
I agree. I agree with everything you just said, and I think it's really important, at least in my work with clients, to also say, and here's some ways that you can do that.
Yeah,
that they've got a life raft there. They say, "Gee, sorry, Charlie, but read it and weep. Call me if you get your act together." Is maybe a little bit helpful, but what's really helpful, I think, is doing that tough work you're talking about, and then saying, "Look, I think there's some options, and here's a low risk option. You can get started. It'll be a little slower, but you can get started.
Right.
Or here's a high risk option, and really help the people think through strategies."
Give us your website, Rick.
Sure thing. www.rickmaurer.com.
Check it out, folks. His books are there, too, and all the stuff he does. Quick break, 10 till, right back. One more segment with Rick. Stay with us.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.